But she got somebody to do it. It was addressed to the president of Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. But she wouldn't tell me that at all.
Do you remember any words for an answer?
The journalists say, write right back.
They wouldn't write in the letter, I expect a
reply.
Reply.
Well, they'd say, write me right back.
And if they backed the letter, what would they say? What did most people say for the name and street and so on itself?
You mean the address?
Yes. Do they have any?
No.
In other words, back means the act of doing it.
Yeah, back it meant the whole thing. Mm-hmm. They'd ask you to back it for them. That meant the whole deal. Mm-hmm.
I'd heard, read about that, but I'd never heard that.
I've heard it a thousand times.
Yeah. Glad that you.
I was in the Navy once, and you know Senator Pat, Senator from Mississippi.
Yes.
It was in there with two of his nephews, R and J, and they were two of the most illiterate boys I ever saw. And one of those boys asked me one day to back a letter home for him. Asked me to back it. He could hardly write, but he wrote the letter. But he knew he couldn't write well enough to address it, so he asked me to back it for him. Mm-hmm. And that's been 50 years ago. Mm-hmm. Back it.
Well, let's switch over to some other words that you use for vegetables. I think that's what we were talking about, food yesterday. And how about the different things that people would grow in their gardens or what in the first
garden place? Sass.
Garden sass?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And that would be their, what kind of things would
any be? Kind of vegetables. Anything in the garden.
What would be the more familiar ones? You just name them off.
Taters.
Uh-huh. Sweets.
As some of the colored people say, sparagrass instead of asparagus. Tomatoes.
How about, did people used to talk about yams, or is that a more recent term?
No, it was sweet taters, ash potatoes, but that yams, was never used. I never heard of the word until I got grown. Mm-hmm. They didn't call them yams at all. It was taters. Like the old fellow said here one day, didn't raise much corn and cotton, but Lord guard the taters.
They never grew any rice here, did they? Mm-hmm. How would they use the rice? In what kind of dish?
Well, nothing. They used it rice and gravy. They would make a bowl of rice and use some kind of gravy or butter. Mm-hmm. Only way they eat rice.
Mm-hmm. How about different kinds of onions?
Because the onions now, the ones you buy in the store don't have a bit of authority. The old onions we used to raise was hot as fire. Mm-hmm. The old red onions, they had some authority. But these mild onions you get now don't have a taste of them at all, do they?
No. Did you have these big sweet
Spanish
ones?
Spanish onions.
Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
Any Bermuda onions?
Yeah, had those too. But we always liked the red onions because they had a strong flavor to them, you know. They were,
how about the little green ones? What did you call those?
Spring onions. Yeah, they were. I had a row of my time of God this year. Mm-hmm. Spring onions.
How did people say okra?
Okra.
And that was used mostly for soups and.
Yeah, well, there's all kind of ways to fix okra. You could boil it, of course, and you could chip it up, and you could fry it, and you could make it and put it in vegetable soup. All different. And my grandmother, as a holdover from Civil War days, she used to dry it.